ABC Radio Australia.
There are calls for Indonesia's government to declare the situation in a remote part of Papua province a humanitarian emergency, with claims around 5,000 people have been displaced from their homes because of months of violence, also leaving more than 130 people dead from malnutrition. Now, the situation in Nduga district escalated late last year when separatist rebels who want independence for the West Papua region killed more than two dozen construction workers in an area where they've been working on a massive road project. Now, there has been ongoing violence ever since then as the Indonesian military and police have attempted to find those responsible for those killings. But researchers allege that innocent civilians have become caught up in the conflict. And they've now got a new report released, and those behind it is a coalition of NGOs who've been on the ground in the area. They call themselves the Solidarity Team for Nduga. Hippolytus Ringgi Wanggai is one of the researchers. He is from the Martinus Academy in Jakarta. He conducted fieldwork in recent months where he met with some of those who've claimed to be internally displaced or IDPs.
I could see from their faces, it's really in traumatic condition. It was really hard for me to communicate with them because they saw me as a stranger. When I simply ask about, are you guys hungry or what's up? Are you in good condition, etc.? Some of them even, they just run away.
Hippolytus Ringgi Wanggai and his team claim there are around 5,000 people who've been forced to flee their homes and now live in makeshift camps in poor conditions. They've shared their findings with groups like Amnesty International Indonesia. Aviva Nababan is a researcher with Amnesty. She says the report shows there's a need for the Indonesian government to verify the data itself.
Verification to Nduga is very hard. It's a very remote area. The Solidarity Team in Wamena reported that there have been deaths due to malnutrition in Wamena. There is no public health services. There is a lack of food and nutrition, so it's a pretty dire situation.
The Solidarity Team from Nduga claims 139 people in total have died. But local media, such as the Jakarta Post, has reported that the Indonesian military has described those figures as a hoax. Here's how Hippolytus Ringgi Wanggai responds to that.
Now, of course, the government and the military will dispute these numbers, but the key question is, where have they been so far? On one hand, they say that it is hard or it is difficult to categorize this guy, this group or these people as IDPs. But on the other hand, they start to distribute the aid to all of these IDPs. Some of them, some of the materials or some of the aid are coming to Wamena. For many Papuans, particularly many indigenous Papuans, they have a trust issue with the central government. So when the central government or the military, for instance, keep saying that there is no IDPs, there is no conflict, it is purely a criminal operation. But the key question is, can you guys talk directly to many Papuans, particularly these IDPs, and see what's their response to the statement coming from the military or from the central government? For us, or for me particularly as a researcher, it is hardly and it is difficult to buy the argument coming from the military that, you know what, it is fine, it is only criminal operation, it is only small IDPS, small number of IDPS, it's not significant. Even they say that there is no reliable data, it is hard to verify this data. I don't buy any argument coming from the military ever since they did not show up themselves to help this IDPS.
Among the things that you and your group are calling for the military, as you just discussed, to withdraw from the region, largely you believe that that is playing into the ongoing violence and tensions between the rebel groups pushing for independence. You also want a task force set up and describing what's happening there as a humanitarian emergency. And also you want the Red Cross in Indonesia to come in and help those people who you say have been displaced. Now, the Indonesian government, in response essentially to your findings, has said that it is assisting now and it's providing tens of thousands of US dollars worth of aid to provide food to these evacuees, these internally displaced people. Are you satisfied with the reaction, the response you're seeing?
Of course not. Of course not. The conflict has been for 8 months. So all of a sudden, after we release our update, they got hard response. They deny this fact. They question the data. But the key question, where they have been so far? The IDPS did not see them as their savior.
You are obviously pretty scathing of the Indonesian government and the military there, but what responsibility do the pro-independence armed groups, which are also, as your findings have found, contributed or are responsible for some of the deaths of military personnel, etc., in the last few months, should they not be held account to...
They have to be held accountable also for this military of the Papuan organization, the OPM. They committed their own crime. They killed 16 construction workers, and also they killed at least 9, based on our report, security officers. So they have to take responsibility for what they have done. Of course, in this conflict zone, in this conflict area, it goes both ways.
That's a call echoed by Aviva Nababan from Amnesty International Indonesia. But she says there's much more to the ongoing conflict in Papua, and she wants to see a much broader response from all sides.
We are hopeful that it can happen if it is really genuine that the present government wants to bring like betterment to the people of Papua. I mean, there are issues in Papua that you have to deal with, not only by opening roads, opening access, but also dealing with all of the psyches and the past human rights violations, trying to deal with the traumas that the people feel, so that they can sort of like reestablish trust with the government. Do I think it's likely? I can only say that we are hopeful that this can transpire.